Most school districts don't have an ombudsman to handle complaints, but CMS got its first one this month. An ombudsman is supposed to impartially handle complaints from parents and others, but some wonder how impartial Ombudsman Ernest Winston will be, since Superintendent Clayton Wilcox will be his boss. Wilcox hired Winston without posting the position at a salary of $175,000. We'll have an interview with Winston about how he envisions the role. But first, WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn has this report about Winston's job and what it looks like in other districts.
Wilcox hired Winston this month, saying he has what he calls a tremendous reputation for being neutral. Winston came to CMS in 2004 as a teacher and quickly moved to administration. Since 2012, he served as the superintendent's chief of staff. Wilcox says the idea to hire an ombudsman was, quote, percolating before he even came here.
People worry that, you know, if they ask a question, there might be some form of retaliation against their children or against them personally. And so we thought it best to establish a place where kind of a neutral ground where you could come and learn how to access the system and maybe even have someone kind of hold your hand as you access the system and walk you through the processes.
Neutral is a word used to describe an ombudsman regardless of where they work. Many government departments have ombudsmen, but it's not common among school districts, says Robin Matsunaga, president of the U.S. Ombudsman Association. Their duties can vary a lot by location, but they all try to resolve complaints against school systems that have stalemated at other levels, complaints mainly involving discipline, transportation, and student disability needs. Matsunaga says the common thread is supposed to be impartiality, something he questions with how Winston's position is structured since Winston reports to the superintendent.
I think I would question whether or not I'd get a fair investigation of a complaint if I were to complain to the current ombudsman because of his prior ties to the superintendent. If the people you're going to serve, if they're not convinced that you're going to be independent and impartial, eventually they're not going to use you because they're just going to see you as being another part of the bureaucracy that they're trying to complain about.
Matsunaga says most school ombudsmen report to the Board of Education, allowing for some separation. That's the case for the ombudsman for Washington, D.C.'s public schools. Joanna Smith's office is even housed in the board's offices.
Independence that we have is really important because we really try to focus on student learning and some of the challenges that families are experiencing as they're navigating and interfacing with the public school system. And I don't work for our equivalent of the school superintendent. And so I don't have to follow whatever agenda is put out there.
Smith said she never would have done one thing that Winston did early on as an ombudsman. He acted as spokesman with the press in defending Wilcox hiring his chief of staff's husband, Jody Francisco. It was a new unposted position of culinary manager at a salary of $85,000. Here's Winston answering for Francisco to reporters in a Charlotte Observer video.
How do you answer allegations of nepotism?
So I can actually address that.
Well, we would like for him to address that.
Well, it's actually a superintendent recommendation.
Ombudsman isn't Winston's only job. He's also the district's chief of community engagement. In Montgomery County, Maryland, the ombudsman also holds two positions. Roland Aquilio is appointed by the board, and he's also the board's chief of staff. Aquilio says the dual role doesn't pose a conflict of interest, but
I am the lead ombudsman. There are two other executive staff that perform the function also. So if I felt that there was going to be a conflict for whatever reason, I would give it to one of those folks.
Wilcox says Winston will use other staff in his office as well to resolve complaints. He calls the ombudsman position a baby step toward making the district more open and transparent. Wilcox says they are looking at how other school districts' ombudsmen operate, so the duties and structure of the job could change. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.
And I'm Marshall Terry. I spoke with Winston about his new position as ombudsman. He said his job is to make sure CMS is responsive and addresses concerns in a timely manner. That includes handling complaints, helping people navigate CMS's bureaucracy, and answering simple questions, too.
I envision an educational system where all families, members of our community, students are engaged in our school district and that they feel empowered to make informed decisions that ultimately improve student achievement. I serve as a resource, as a conduit to help provide families with the information they need in order to be empowered and engaged.
And he says part of his job is to make recommendations to the superintendent on how the district itself needs to change.
So one of the goals that we have is this process of continuous improvement. And so to the extent that I can look at the data and identify trends that may exist, I can and will be expected to make recommendations for district improvements or ways to improve our processes in the district. So I report directly to the superintendent in that role.
Winston says that makes sense so far, as he won't have to deal with department heads who may be on the defensive. As far as serving in a public relations role,
is it a hybrid role? Do you see yourself doing both?
No, actually, we have a very top-notch communications team. We have a new chief of staff in the district, and so I would see that they would actually serve in that capacity. I certainly, being a direct report to the superintendent, have his ear and can share information with him as I see necessary, but we have a more than capable communications team.
How do you work with people who maybe don't trust the district? And I'm talking about specifically, let's say, there's been a lot of angry parents over the closure of schools on the west side. How do you work with people that just don't trust the district?
Well, I would like to think that in my 13 years in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools, 15 years as a resident of this community, that I have taken the time to intentionally build relationships with people that I think will be beneficial in this role. But also, I think you build trust by listening. It's going to be extremely important that I listen to understand and that I be responsive. I also want to make sure that we're reaching out to all segments of our community and not just a particular side of town. I think between all of those strategies, you build trust.
That's Ernest Winston, who just got hired to fill the new position of CMS Ombudsman. You're listening to Morning Edition here on 90.7 WFAE.